Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, it's me again. I'm here with Dr. Marilyn Huey, who is going to talk to us about LDC. And what I'd like to do is have her tell us a little bit about herself and her background.
Thank you. I originally taught for 25 years. I've taught in three different Metro Atlanta school systems, and I taught English every grade from 8 to 12, with the exception of ninth grade. So I had every type of kid, every teaching situation you can imagine that you would have in the metropolitan area. I was never in a rural area. But over those 25 years, I never quit loving teaching. I think I always wanted to be a classroom teacher, and I wanted to stay in the classroom until it was about time for me to retire from teaching. At that point, I took this job working with LDC because it gave me an opportunity to work with science, social studies, and teachers of technical subjects on how to bring more reading and writing into their classrooms. I thought that was an interesting challenge, and I thought it was a real opportunity for me to share my passions for reading and writing.
Oh, excellent. It is something that, I read an article one time that every teacher needs to think about how to be a, bring literacy into their classroom and become a reading teacher, and, that's a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, what I think it is not that every teacher is a reading teacher and a writing teacher. It's more that what we do is we use reading and writing to teach the thinking of our disciplines.
Excellent.
And so the way I would teach reading in a science class is not the same way a teacher would teach reading in a social studies class or in an ELA class. Reading is collecting data, and scientists collect data a little bit differently from the way historians collect data and from the way that English language arts teachers collect data, or English writers and researchers in ELA collect data. We all do it differently because we think differently. Data are different in these different disciplines. Text is different in these different disciplines. So I see it as a vehicle for really teaching the thinking of our disciplines.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So let's talk a little bit about what do you think student needs are in literacy?
Well, college and career readiness is the bottom line. Literacy, the literacy standards and the skills that are outlined in the reading and writing standards are college and career readiness skills. So the most important skills they need, I think, are communication skills. They need them for any job, just about any job they're going to have, whether it is working as a plumber or working as a corporate CEO. They need to know how to speak, how to listen, how to read, and how to write. If you were to ask business leaders, and there have been many surveys of business leaders and human resource officers where they ask, what are the most critical deficiencies in your new hires? Over and over again, they say reading and writing skills. So the literacy skills are really not just thinking skills, but they're actually skills they need for jobs. They also need the skills, as we know, to go to college and to succeed in college. But we can't just think about essays. We need to also think about speaking, listening, supporting our arguments with evidence. Those are essential skills to success as adults in whatever pathway they follow. I think another piece of literacy that's very important is literacy is about teaching critical thinking, thinking about how exactly something means what it means, and evaluating arguments that are presented in different types of text. That's the critical thinking that we want our students to engage in as they move into jobs, but also as they move forward as citizens in the country. If a student cannot listen to a speech given by a politician and evaluate the argument, identify the evidence and evaluate the argument, I think we're doing a disservice to our students and not preparing them for citizenship in America. So I think those literacy standards are really about those types of college and career readiness skills, but also skills we need to function in our country.
Oh, excellent. So along those same lines then, instead of the students, what do the teachers need assistance with in addressing these literacy needs of the kids?
I think the first thing they need is understanding how this is not something new that they need to teach. the literacy standards. Instead, it is a way to teach the content. You use the literacy to teach the content as opposed to just teaching the literacy standards. I think when they understand how to do that and continue to focus on their content, but using more reading to teach the content, using more writing to determine what students have learned about the content, they become more comfortable. Teachers also don't always understand exactly what disciplinary literacy is about. What is the literacy of science? What is the literacy of social studies? So I think they need some help understanding that. But when they do, when they start to move in that direction, they often get very excited because it's more fun to teach this way. It's actually more fun to teach students to think like a historian than it is to teach them memorizing a list of facts. How they use those facts and what they do with those facts is actually a lot more exciting in the classroom than just focusing on the end product being repetition of those facts. So I find just getting teachers to make that shift is the challenge. But once they understand what that shift is, and then we give them some support on how to actually support students in learning how to, say, read like a historian, read like a scientist, or write in those ways, they actually get excited and they start to believe they can do it.
Oh, that's excellent. I know working on my dissertation that it was kind of amazing to me when, as you had professors starting to treat you differently, but the idea of writing in historical fashion, which my dissertation was historical, dealing with some educational history, and so I had to understand how to write in the manner of history, just like you were talking about, which is different from the other areas, and just try and change that mindset a little bit is exciting. But what's really exciting to me, and the first word that pops in my mind is cool about what you're talking about, is that, you know, getting the kids to the level of engagement and, you know, this kind of getting them into using the content in a way that it should be used instead of just memorization of whether it's data plugging and chugging in a math class or doing something that's just a memorization and a regurgitation of information.
Yeah, an interesting piece of that that's very important is it shifts what we value in the children, too. We're valuing what they think in this case. They have to know enough to have a valid opinion.
Yes.
There's no question about that. But all of a sudden, we are entertaining in the classroom what they have to say and what they think about the content. The kids love that. They start to be validated. And again, it's back to feeling like adults. You talked about when you started to feel like an equal with your dissertation advisor. I think we're moving toward that. The students are certainly not going to be equal to their teachers,
right,
but we're going to
right.
be valuing their opinions and treating their opinions, especially if they are supported by evidence. We're going to be treating them as historians themselves, historians who have an opinion that is considered, that is something worth considering, or a scientist after they've done an experiment, a scientist who has an observation that should be considered. And that validation for everyone is powerful in a classroom.
Most definitely. So let's talk a little bit about LDC. Why don't you explain it a little bit and talk a little bit about what this program is that you're teaching?
Okay, Literacy Design Collaborative first was a group of educators who got together quite a few years ago when Common Core was in its developmental stages. And they looked at it and they said, wow, these literacy standards are going to be a bit of a shock to content area teachers. They might be troubled. And so what they wanted to do was develop a set of tools, a set of protocols that would support content area teachers in embedding the literacy standards into their content area instruction. So they weren't feeling like they had to do something new, or not exactly, they weren't feeling that they had to do something that they didn't know how to do. It would help them understand how to bring those literacy standards into the classroom. And LDC now, Literacy Design Collaborative, now refers to those tools, the protocols that they've established to help teachers embed those standards into their content area instruction. I've been working with them now this is my third year, and I continue to see vast improvement every time with the teachers and how much they are understanding the new things they can be doing in their class and their understanding of the literacy standards, their understanding of how their students think, exactly what they understand, and what their skills deficiencies are. Because often what we do discover with something new is a deficiency, but the teachers understand exactly what to do about the deficiency and then build strengths in their students and really scaffold the skills so that by the end of the year, they've made great progress, not only with the literacy skills, but also in understanding of the content.
Just as a side note, what do you think the teachers who attend the classes are most excited about? Is there something, one thing in the class that they really get into, or that you seem to see consistent that they take away?
Yeah, I think, I guess at different points they're excited about different things. But by the time they've finished, they've taught, they've designed a module. That's the first day of the first 2 days of instruction are about writing a good teaching task and understanding the importance of clarity of purpose in writing a teaching task, selecting good reading materials, and then designing the whole instructional unit. After they go and teach that module, they sometimes come back to day three feeling like, oh my gosh, this was not at all what I planned. I feel like it was terrible, you know, or they don't feel like it was a total success. But when we start to score the student work and start evaluating the student work and then going back and thinking about the module, all of a sudden what I see with the teachers is just lights going off, and they understand exactly how to go about improving the instruction and exactly what they need to do to help students. I think that's what they're most excited about, because suddenly they aren't saying, well, they just can't learn, they can't understand this difficult concept, they can't read these difficult texts. All of a sudden they understand that the students can do a great deal, but they need some support, and they know exactly how to go back and build the supports that will scaffold students toward being able to do very complex things in the classroom. And that's when I see them get excited. Today, some of the teachers were talking about teaching their module last year, and they said, you know, my module wasn't perfect when I taught it, but the best thing that happened was seeing the kids so excited about what they were learning. The activities, the things students were doing in the room, arguing with each other and using evidence, they were excited about my content, and I'm not used to that. So they felt it was worth all the extra work and all the effort they put into it if they could have kids that engaged in learning and eventually even taking ownership of their learning.
And some of this we've kind of touched on a little bit, but if you had, you know, one thing, concept, idea from your sessions that you'd like the teachers to take away from your program, what would it be?
Critical thinking. I would guess it's critical thinking, that teaching students how to really engage with the material we're trying to teach and think about what it means. Not just memorize facts and details, but really think about the meaning of the laws of conservation. Well, what is it? What are the implications of this for what I do in everyday life? Thinking critically and thinking about the world they live in. If I can have teachers take away that's the most important thing I'm going to teach my students, and now I have an idea about how to go about doing it, then I'd be happy at the end of the day.
Well, that's excellent. Well, I greatly appreciate your time, and I look forward to having you back at the Heart of Georgia RESA for LDC training and the work that you're doing with the classroom teacher, and I thank you for your excitement and the energy that you share with them.
Well, thank you for having me come. I've always enjoyed being here.
Well, it's great having you. Have an awesome day.
Thank you.
Hello, listeners. We would like to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. Check back often for updates and new material.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. Recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.